Beginner Grand darf man sagt das Kind auf einen Dahl, beginnt man auf, beginnt das Mathe, beginnt das Gemara, beginnt Schaum, and he pays, mit the Chazal of Mitzvah, so something that's even better, something that's fit for him in the days of his Tumma, which Tais explains, Pirish, wait a second, that's Koyim Shisham, it's only before he pays it back, it's something that's fit for him in the Mitzvah, because it's Chulam. But Lachash Hashem, after he pays it back, actually now it's a Trum, actually becomes Trum, but it's actually not fit for him, but still at least his intent was for something better, although it ends up being something equivalent. Come next to his Mazel. To begin the Gemara, Achal Truma Tahira, the Eid Truma that's Tahira, the Shilim Chum Tamein, and he pays Chulim that's Tamei, that was the question Ma'al B'chulu, which was a B'shoigi Teshulim of Teshulimah. If he did it by mistake, then his payment is going to be a payment. B'shoigi says, like the Meshav Pesha, because not the way Rashi explains this, like some of them, oh, because he holds, the Fimi, the Mishalim, you pay according to the measurement, that, okay, so even though it's something inferior, but it's still the same amount, and that's the way the halach is when you do b'shaygi. He says no, because that fill them even if you're going to say l'fim in the mashalim that you pay according to the measurement, loy mifti wouldn't be exempt. Elam kin yisham unless he pays sheyushavin lahasika kashir tchuma tahira sha'achal only if it's equivalent to this, like the measurement of the tchuma tahira that he ate. Because like gur megazin not any less than a gazin. And then like the gemara says over there b'sachem nevlam nezim and alv kol echad mikol rachav idal b'sev shavi zuzah. We're in the beginning it was worth four and now it's worth a zuz. Of course, there's no question. The fidam b'sham has to pay according to the monetary value. The whole question was the mikor lechad lezuz of sib shabital. We went up in price, but that's where the question would be. That's where you would say the lefim in b'sham. But you can't just in general say that you're going to pay lefim in b'shalom if it goes down in price. Now, mikomakum over b'mezid into shalom. But if you do it deliberately, the payment's not going to be a payment because the achol midi the katzal azvina because you ate something that where people jump on it b'sham midi lekatzal azvina and you pay back something where people did not jump on it. In other words, what Tosfos has to address now is that although we're talking about something that you pay the value of that you ate of the Truma Tahira, you're paying with Truma Tameya, but if you do it deliberately, Tosfos comes to say that no, it's not going to be effective. For example, like he steals Truma Tahira, where there you have people that wanted to buy it, and he pays back Truma Tameya that people are not willing to buy it, so it comes out it's more inferior from what you stole, and therefore it's not going to be a valid Tashlum when you do it. B'mezid. Next Tosfos has to begin with the words of the Gemara. Here we're talking about, oh, are we going to penalize you by mistake because of when you do it deliberately? So, in the beginning, the assumption was that the main saying was that actually his payment is not going to be payment at all. And how could the come uproot? Biblically, it is considered a payment. They can say it's not a payment. Lastly, what comes out, the intashlum tashlumin, that all that means is the payment is not a payment, meaning that b'chayz mishalom, that he's going to have to go ahead and repay chulun teirim krabanan. But the truth is that it's only regarding that we say it's not a payment, but it is going to be at least what he paid, as example, halacha of truma that he paid. And b'loy pligi, the whole machlekes is elo, becomes a shogad amezim chulun, like we're saying here, it's only because of to be penalized when you do it by mistake because of the mezid, like the way our Gemara comes out over here. Next says, Master begin with word the Gemara, Dam Shenitma Mezarkad. Which the Gemara's question is that, you see, you tell me your mayor when it comes to Dina Dabbanon is not, he knasses Shegot the mezid. But here we have halacha of rabbinic halacha, and we see your mayor is not going to Shegot the mezid. Shai says, I'm terribly, you can say, wait a second, my kashler, what's the difficulty in the mayor? Well, loves Thomas Nin, it's not an anonymous Mishnah. The Baisa becomes job, and the Nachas him enough. I can understand the other ones that anonymous Mishnah is, and he says Thomas Nin, the mayor, but why ask him a Baisa on the mayor? The Shlomo says, what you can say is no, because the Stomach has Thomas Nin, it is actually relying on the anonymous Mishnah. The case is on, from the Gemara, the payment base. The non Mishnah teaches on Pesach, Shin is a Gedama, the same Allah is really based on the Mishnah. I come Pesach, that boy was sprayed back, and then you said, you can find it was Tommy, it's the reason is because, oh, only afterwards found out about it. But he found out about then he sprayed the light, it wouldn't work. So you see that it's based on halacha and the braisa. Now, maisa braisa, the mafash mehdi, it's just bring a braisa, explicitly explains it. But again, it's really based on the mishnah, this halacha of dam shenitma bazarka. And v'achkoshalu ravina. This question is according to ravina. Mafash explained very good, so the shegi koyazrika. That this b'shoigi is going in the spring, and that's what we're saying. Oh, that we see that that this halacha is b'shoigi hurtza b'meiz lehurtza, because the Rav Shila Mefarish declared to me says that what's the shoigi is actually on the tuma not on the zrika. Because there's no difficult halacha. The tuma de raisa. It's actually the biblical. The tuma is actually biblical, And though that the Tzitzimaratza, however the Mazid, that definitely would make sense to make exera that it would not be acceptable. Because like we said, that regarding Ginim and HaTorah, even the Meir agrees that you're not going to Shagot the Mazid. So the question is, Shagot the Mazid is specifically only according to Ravina, that it's a din de rabbanan. Really, either way, that tzitz should be meratza. Saying this is really based on the Mishnah with the Psachim, that only the tzitz meratza because it was sprayed b'shege. But if it was sprayed b'mezim, meaning after that you found the tumas carbon, it would not be meratza. So you see this chiluk between shege and mezim, and therefore that's a difficulty under Meir. Next, someone takes up meiser on Shabbos. Which today says that's the Mishnah of the in the Trumas, and B'chena he demat l'kelim, and therefore that's what the Gemara is asking from them, because Mishnah the Stam Mishnah Remehi is Remeir, and therefore that would seem to contradict his opinion as we're quoting over here. Which says it's a little bit of a wonder, because the Parakh Mereshim Ahid the Maisa, the Gemara first asked from the Halach of Maisa, the Yishnoi Shem Masev, it's actually taught later, and then asked the earlier thing only later. So that's so it's a wonder why the Gemara switches the order in its questioning. Next says, Mat the Gemara, Nafla ben Nispatsu. If it fell, and it was crushed, which is the brayso that starts over here and goes to Amud Beis. If Tosfos says it's tame, it's a wonder because the Tanya Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi, this is taught the Perek Bas of the Arlo. Nofel b'achach nispatzu, if it fell and then it was crushed, these are goyze pedach, bein b'shege bein amazed weather by Mr. Goy deliberately lo yalu, they will not become bottled, that's a remit. Bermuda Ami says, bein b'shege bein amazed yalu, weather by Mr. Goy deliberately will be bottled. Bisa Ami says, shege yalu mez lo yalu, by mistake it will be bottled, the mazed will not be bottled. Time the reason the mayor is the kind of shaykh of the mazid, because it penalizes when you do by mistake or the mazid, so therefore in all situations it's not going to be a bottle. Time the reason of Yisi is Kadami of Bavo, Bashem of Yechon, and Kolisulim, Shariba, Aleim, and Yisi that you increase on them shaykh by mistake, mutis, mutis, mazid, you do live as it can be forbidden. Time you hit my farash, Bashem, the crack consul, Beyodoi, because his penalty was already there. Pierce, another was Kran, the Skalkul, Pehlois, Bashav, Seer, it already got ruined when it got crushed, so therefore that's enough of a punishment for him. So Tez is just pointing out that it seems like that the way it's quoted over there is not the way it's quoted over here in our Gemara. That maybe they are the same, and it's not quoted the same way it's quoted over there in the Yerusham. So Tez says that's a payment.